Welcome to the Willie Jackerson Experiment. I'm your host, the one, the only, Willie Jackerson. All right, I have a really awesome show for you guys today. And today is St. Patrick's Day, so happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone. And I have a really great episode for you. I have three Celtic metal bands, and I'm going to allow you guys who are listening to go into my podcast and actually vote for who you think is the best one. And so the three bands I have are Illuviti, Tridana, and Miracle of Sound. So that's the three. You can find them on YouTube. Subscribe to their YouTube channel and vote on my podcast. Click on the poll and vote for who you think is the best Celtic metal band that I'm featuring this week. And you'd find those on the Willie's Mile High Metal playlist on Spotify. And also, I use some audio from Grunge and the history things you didn't know. So get over there and subscribe to their channel. I really appreciate all the love I've gotten over the last, I'm almost like a little bit away from my 3-year anniversary. So I really appreciate everyone. I'm really coming close to 200 episodes too. So I think I have about 10 to go. So it's pretty awesome that everyone listens every week. And, you know, we're always trying to make America metal again. So, one of the big shout outs I wanted to do this week is Rocky Mountain Poker Venues. You can get over there and find their page on Facebook, and they have a lot of free poker games out there. There's ones in Loveland, Fort Collins, down here closer to Denver. So get out there and check out Rocky Mountain Poker Venues. It's a lot of fun. You win chips and you win bar tabs, stuff like that. So a lot of fun, and I think you guys will enjoy it. And I know they have other different affiliations across the region, so get over there and check them out and see how far the Rocky Mountain Poker Venue goes. But this week I'm just kind of covering a little bit of St. Patrick's Day history. I'm calling this episode Shamrocked, and you know, just going to throw down kind of some little bit of facts. So every time I do these episodes, I always learn something, you know, learn something new. And so this week, I found out some kind of cool little facts. Like, I would have thought, or never would have thought, that you could find a four-leaf clover, but there actually is a 1 in 10,000 chance that you can find one. So I thought that was interesting. And then I learned that the Chicago River has been dyed green since 1962. Didn't know that. And then there is 9 U.S. cities that actually share the name Dublin. So didn't know that previously. So it's a lot of fun to put these together and just have you guys listen every week. I try to make them right around a half hour or something, so they go by fast. And you know, it's kind of cool because I try to find like some new metal so you guys could check out. And a couple of these songs are almost like one of my favorite songs right now, so it's pretty cool, you know, to bring these bands up and try to, you know, boost their channel, boost people on YouTube. You know, it's been really awesome. The Lars von Retriever channel has been like a kind of a staple in my podcast every week, just doing the Metal Trump. So I will have a cool Metal Trump this week for you. I'll look out there and try to find one. That's a new and interesting one that I haven't covered in a while. And always remember, make every day an easy day. Peace. I just want to give a big shout out to all the followers of the Willie Jackerson Experiment. I have actually recently become monetized, and I really owe it to all you guys for checking me out every week. It's been a lot of fun. Please consider to sign up and get a monthly $5 a month sponsorship, and you know, just buy me a beer every month. You know, it's not a big deal, but I really appreciate it. Whether you guys subscribe or not, I'm gonna continually bring the best content I possibly can. But if you do subscribe, I will make sure that I do something special, whether it be give you a shout out, you know, take one of your requests and do like an episode or whatnot. I really would not be here if it wasn't for my fans out there that have been tuning in and listening every week, and I really totally appreciate it. And it means a lot to me. I mean, I'm probably 4 weeks away now from my 3-year anniversary, so I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys tuning in every week. So I appreciate it, and check out the link in the podcast episode, and feel free to buy me a beer every month. I appreciate it. Peace.
Infection poverty.
Infectious driving.
Enormous seed. Inside your caucus start to mate. Left in charge to dominate. Waiting to unfold.
Raging.
Uncontrolled.
Adapt.
Potency.
Death machine.
Infest my corpse to be.
You're incredible people. God bless you. And God bless Slayer.
Unyielding
strength. Agony.
Test your body.
Chemistry.
Put my
overthrow.
Possession.
Your inner throne.
The nation quickly.
Override.
Malicious domineering strike.
Plundering. From this death. Okay?
Deteriorate.
Hitmakers met.
Perpetual.
Demise.
On the fast.
Incline.
Killing.
Tendency.
Epidemic. Terminal disease.
We have to stay away from each other. We're going to kill this horrible hidden enemy. We have to stay away. So there's never been a thing like this in the history of the world.
Incapacitated.
Fall into
your fate.
Pain results in screams.
Bleed internally.
Years will pass before
it can be
cured.
We will build again. We will grow again. We will thrive again. And we will make America metal again. Thank you. God bless you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Get me off! Get me off of this stage!
Ladies and gentlemen, Miracle of Sound, the tale of Cú Chulainn.
Skill and a spirit fiery and wild. Through a prophecy he was bound and doomed to a short and a glorious life. And he bore the name Setantatil, a famous faithful knight. With his hurley in his hands, his name would cross the land. Connor who wore the crown of Ulster on his head. In the home of Cullen the Smith sat down for meat and mutton and bread. At the door lay the coo, the faithful hound, a huge and terrible beast. When a thief or enemy trod his ground, their bones became his feast. Well, Satanta joined them late at night, and the hound had leapt to shred. But he raised his hurley, puffed the ball right through the poor beast's head. He spoke remorse as the smith he cried for his lost and murdered hound. I will be your coo now from this night till another you have found. So he lay outside the door when I watch him on the moors, and the name Coo Cullen was sung out loud that night in a tale of rage and ruin and of might. And the name Coo Cullen, so furious and wild, to remain in myth. Gialu, Finn Scale of Poo. Cousin Turtragodach, Fuil Gialu, Curach Lon the Funach, Finn Scale of Poo. Cousin Turtragodach, Fuil Gialu, Finn Scale of Poo. Cousin Turtragodach, Fuil Gialu, Curach Lon the Funach, Finn Scale of Poo. On the Isle of Sky and Shadow bore an abandoned son, and met his battle brother Ferdiad. Many a tale they spun. Well, he fought with the strength of many men, a beast who bloodied the fields. In a bloodlust battle frenzy, his skin would shift and peel. His son would find him as a man, but would not tell his name. So he took a spear to his own child and doomed himself to shame. When the canny Queen Maeve attacked his land to steal the Bull of Brown, she sent out Ferdiad to fight. Coo Cullen struck him down. Blood of son and brother fell, he wailed and cried farewell. And the name Coo Cullen was sung out loud that night in a tale of rage.
Down and left the whole place dead. They loved each other, man and wife, despite his many affairs. And then he met the Morrigan, turned her down and earned her vengeful glare. She weakened him and broke his strength with trickery and lies. By feeding him the flesh of dogs, three crones were her disguise.
The Queen and Lugan saw their chance to fight the coup and win. When he battled next, three
Millions of people around the world don their best green attire every March 17th to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. But there is a lot we bet you didn't know about Ireland's patron saint. To start with, St. Patrick wasn't even Irish. He was born around the 5th century in Britain, then part of the Roman Empire. At 16, he was kidnapped by Irish raiders and spent 6 years in captivity. He converted to Christianity and later returned to Ireland to spend the rest of his life working as a Christian missionary. After Patrick died on March 17, 461, he was largely forgotten until mythology and legend grew, and centuries later, he was honored as the patron saint of Ireland. According to one famous myth, Patrick drove all the snakes from Ireland. The story symbolized Patrick cleansing the island of paganism. There's just one problem. Ireland never had any snakes to begin with. The Emerald Isle is surrounded by water too frigid for snakes to migrate there, whether from Britain or anywhere else. According to another famous story, Patrick used the three leaves of the shamrock to explain the Holy Trinity. As a result, people in 18th century Ireland started wearing shamrocks on March 17th to signify their Irish Christian pride. That tradition later grew into wearing green clothing, a popular St. Patrick's Day custom today. Though shamrocks don't really exist, we know them as any one of several three-leaf plants, such as wood sorrel or white and yellow clover. As important as St. Patrick is to Irish history, we bet you didn't know the tradition of celebrating March 17th with parades actually started in America. The parade tradition really took off after the Great Potato Famine hit Ireland in the 1840s, sending hundreds of thousands of Irish immigrants pouring into New York, Boston, and other American cities. The first record of a St. Patrick's Day parade in New York dates to 1762, when a group of Irish soldiers serving with the British marched a few blocks to a tavern in Lower Manhattan. Today, it's the largest and longest St. Patrick's Day parade, boasting close to 200,000 participants and nearly 3 million spectators each year. So this March 17th, we hope you'll be wearing green and toasting to some St. Patrick's Day history that we bet you didn't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tridonna, dare to tame me.
Everyone knows that green is the color of St. Patrick's Day, right? Except until 1798, it definitely wasn't. Green wasn't St. Patrick's color. Depictions of Patrick going back to the 13th century put him in robes of blue. In fact, blues have been associated with Ireland as well as its patron saint throughout history. Henry VIII's break with Catholicism birthed the Irish coat of arms, which features a gold harp on a blue backdrop. And a light shade of sky blue used by George III for the chivalric order of St. Patrick is still known as St. Patrick's blue. Plus, Aaron, the Irish equivalent of Uncle Sam, was sometimes depicted wearing blue robes. And even today, blue is used in some official capacities. For example, copies of the Irish Constitution are bound in it. This is all likely to come as a surprise to anyone whose knowledge of the colors of Ireland derives from St. Patrick's Day. In Dublin and Galway, New York, Chicago and Boston, and cities all over the world, St. Patrick's Day is marked by green. And green does have a significant presence in Irish history. Green's an easy descriptor of the island itself. It's not called the Emerald Isle because of the gemstone, which isn't naturally produced in Ireland. And according to legend, St. Patrick used the green shamrock to explain the Trinity to the Irish. But green's displacement of blue as Ireland's color in the popular mind didn't come from the Irish landscape. Green became associated with religious and national pride and grew into the color of rebellion, even as St. Patrick's Day itself morphed from a religious holiday to a celebration of Irish heritage. March 17th was fixed as St. Patrick's Day on the liturgical calendar in the early 1600s, though feasts commemorating Patrick were observed in Ireland as early as the 9th century. Because St. Patrick's Day occurs during Lent, it became an excuse to be free of Lenten prohibitions, and it became customary to wear shamrocks in one's lapel to mark the holiday.
Can you guess what day it is, everybody?
In 1641, a Catholic uprising saw an army out of Kilkenny use a green flag with a gold harp. But it was the rebellion of 1798 that most helped tie green to the idea of Irish rebellion against British rule. The fight of 1798 only lasted 5 months, but it was an early push by the Irish for a republican government, inspired by the recent examples of America and France. Just as French revolutionaries wore distinctive caps, the Society of United Irishmen had their own unique clothing at a time when military uniforms took on a symbolic importance. A police report described the Irish rebel uniform as a dark green coat with green and white striped trousers and a shamrock as the rebel's device. The rebellion of 1798 inspired the wearing of the green, street ballad sung on the tune of an older melody. The most popular set of lyrics uses the shamrock as a symbol of Irish identity and explicitly ties it and the color green to St. Patrick, himself a symbol of Ireland in the song. This version of the lyric was written by the playwright Dion Boucicault, who combined defiance of the British with resignation. The final verse in his version is a call for immigration to the United States. And it was in America that the link between Irish identity and green was reinforced, as immigrants adopted the color to show pride in their heritage. Back in the home country, the blue long associated with St. Patrick was falling out of favor as the divide between Ireland and Britain widened. The religious conflict in Ireland gave green another association. It was embraced by the Catholics as a way to stand apart from the orange-coated Protestants.
I want you guys to give me examples of things that Catholics and Protestants have in common.
I'm actually drawing a blank here, to be honest.
The white of peace separating the two colors on the modern Irish flag was a long time coming. Today, despite what St. Patrick's Day decorations and a plethora of sports uniforms might suggest, Ireland has no national color. Whatever hostilities some had to the blue used under British rule, the Irish government used it and the gold harp in the national coat of arms. But it's green that lingers in the popular imagination and continues to find use. The Irish Times tied the green of St. Patrick's Day to Ireland's environmental efforts in 2023.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eluvete. Their song, Call of the Mountains, from Nuclear Blast Records. And I hope you guys really enjoy your week this week. And thanks so much for joining me every week. Peace.
presence of our enemies, against the storms roaring out.